Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Nash. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Webster out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger takes first base on ball four. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Nash. Whitfield moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field. Monday picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Monday. Whitfield scores. Alvis moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to third. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alvis tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive towards first. Webster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0-for-1 in the game. Nash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-2 in the game. Munday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a line drive into left field. Jackson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Wagner moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wagner tags and scores. Alvis tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-2 in the game. Tiant hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Lee May now playing left field. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. Donaldson hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Jim Nash. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gonzalez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing first base. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 3 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton. Cater reaches second base with a double. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton. Gosger reaches second base with a double. Cater scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Steve Bailey now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gosger moves to third. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan pinch hits for John Donaldson. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.